This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way.
Well, as I've said so many times before, you don't have to make all the stops along the way, just a stop here, right now. Here, because, guess what? Easy Jazz with John Ribman is just about to begin on this Friday. And I'll be here, I'm John Ribman, I'll be here until noon today, bringing you my selection of various different genres of Easy Jazz. So, hey, if you're local, you could be listening on your radio, which means you'll either be on one of two frequencies. You could be on 104.7 FM or 1413 AM, or you could be listening, of course, quite easily on our live stream, because you have your smart device switched on. You've gone to a search engine, typed in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz, and you're listening anywhere else in the whole wide world. Isn't that clever, eh? That's us. Now, regular listeners will know that the first track I bring was the last track of the previous week, where you only got a few bars. So let me tell you about last week's track coming up in a second. It's it came back by popular request, actually. A track from the Canadian singer, pianist and composer Diana Krall. And this track comes from a 1999 Impulse Records album called Love Scenes. And Diana is backed by the late Russell Malone on guitar, Christian McBride on bass, and she sings a song written in 1932 by Victor Young, Ned Washington, and Bing Crosby. And that song is called, quite simply, I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You, Miss Diana Krall. Thank you.
and I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you'd might discover that I'm the lover meant for you, and I true. So what's the good of all my scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance for a tender kiss or two. You might discover that I'm a lover meant for you, and I'd be what's the good of all my scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance.
Lovely Diana Krall from her album called Love Scenes, backed by Russell Malone and Christian McBride. She sang wonderfully, sexily even, that wonderful low, Oh, voice. I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. And when she does slow ballads, she is outstanding, is Diana Krall. That was an absolutely flawless track, that one. Mind you, the whole CD of Love Scenes is like that. All very, very good. It's time for a New Zealand band now, and the band in question was called Blue Speak. And in 1990, they recorded an album in Auckland, and they called the album Sweet and Low. It was released by Ode Records, that's O-D-E, Ode Records. And I've got a track from it, and the track I'm going to play for you was written by the pianist Thomas Ludvigsson, and he called the track Ray Baby. And he's accompanied by Greg Johnson on trumpet, Peter Scott on bass, and Jason Orme on the drums. So please have a listen to this 1990 recording made in Auckland, New Zealand, by a group called Blue Speak, and the track is called Ray Baby. We'll be right back. That was a different type of track, wasn't it, from the first one with the languid, luscious Diana Krall. And there we had the New Zealand band Blue Speak coming in with a great toe tapper, a tune written by their pianist, Tom Ludvigsson, and he called it Ray Baby. And he was accompanied by Greg Johnson on trumpet, Peter Scott on bass, Jason Orm on drums, and the sax player was Chris Watts. Now, Duke Pearson Jr. was an American jazz pianist and composer who in 1967 recorded an album for Blue Note Records that was released with the name Sweet Honey Bee. Now, included on that album was one of Duke Pearson Jr.'s compositions, a tune he wrote called After the Rain. And that's what's going to come up right now. Duke Pearson is on piano, James Spaulding is on the flute, Ron Carter is on bass, and Mickey Roker is on the drums. Duke Pearson, he wrote this tune, After the Rain. Thank you. That was a bit of a haunting melody, wasn't it? The man who wrote that and the man who was on the piano for that was Duke Pearson Jr. And he wrote that tune, which he called After the Rain. And it comes from a Blue Note Records album called Sweet Honey Bee. And Duke was on piano with James Spaulding on flute, Ron Carter bass, Mickey Roker on the drums. Back in 1967, that was recorded. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about a man called Grant Green. He was born in 1935 and he passed away in 1979. He was an American jazz guitarist and composer. And he started studying guitar when he was in primary school. He did receive quite a bit of instruction on the guitar from his father, who was a blues and folk guitarist. Mainly, though, Grant Green was self-taught, and he said he learned by listening to records. Now, that's what a lot of musicians have done throughout the years. Grant Green's style mimicked that of a saxophonist, because instead of playing chords, he played single notes. Now, while he was in New York, just about to go to a gig at George Benson's Breezing Lounge Club, he collapsed in his car from a heart attack, and he'd passed away on January the 31st, 1979, and he was only 43 years old. I've selected a track from a recording that Grant Green did in 1962. Again, it was a Blue Note Records recording. He was on guitar, Sonny Clark was on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Art Blakey on the drums. Now, the tune you're going to hear Grant and the Boys play was written in 1942 by Jimmy Van Heusen, with lyrics by the actor and comedian Phil Silvers. And many people, including Frank Sinatra, thought that this particular tune was written for someone in their family. Frank thought it had been written for his wife or his daughter. But it wasn't, because originally the song called Nancy with the Smiling Face, when it was first written by Phil Silvers and Jimmy Van Heusen, they called it Bessie with the Smiling Face. So it had nothing to do with Frank Sinatra's wife or daughter. However, let's listen to Grant Green with his trio playing for us this very nice track called Nancy with the Smiling Face. Thank you. Now, did you notice what I said when I did the intro on that? That Grant Green only played single notes. He didn't play chords. And on that particular track I've just played, where he was playing Nancy with a Smiling Face, he did exactly that. So that recording was made in 1962 by Blue Note Records. And Grant was on guitar with Sonny Clark was on the piano and Sam Jones on the bass. Art Blakey was on the drums. Nice the way. I've always liked that song, actually, Nancy with the Smiling Face, even if it did start as being called Bessie. Who the heck Bessie was, I don't know. Anyway, let me just remind you, you are listening to this program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, and it's coming to you live from Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And you can get us by listening on one of two frequencies, 1431 AM or 104.7 FM locally, or by going to our live stream that you get by getting your smartphone and picking up, clicking on one of the search engines and typing in www.radiohawksbay.org.nz. Now, remember, I do not stop at 11 o'clock for News, Sport and Weather. I just carry on. So the next time you'll get News, Sport and Weather will be at noon today. Okay, we're back with a vocal now. Drinking again was the 13th studio album made by the American singer Dinah Washington. That was also released in 1962 by Roulette Records. She was backed on every track on the particular album, Drinking Again, by the Don Costa Orchestra. So, for your listening pleasure, here are Mr. Costa and Dinah Washington. And they're going to bring us a song written in 1941 by Jimmy Davis, Ram Ramirez, and James Sherman. They wrote this song for Billie Holiday. We've got Dinah Washington, backed by the Don Costa Orchestra, singing for us a song called Lover Man. Oh, where can you be?
I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. Something I've never had. Never had no kissing. Ooh, what I've been missing. Lover man, oh, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so all alone. Just to call you my own. You got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Lover man, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Ah, strange as it seems, someday we'll meet and you'll dry all my tears. Then whisper sweet little things in my ears. A hugging and a kissing. Ooh, what we've been missing. Lover man, oh, where can you be? Lover man.
I'm not surprised that the people who wrote that, Jimmy Davis, Ram Ramirez, and James Sherman, I'm not surprised they wrote that for Billie Holiday, because, of course, poor old Billie Holiday, she always picked the wrong men, the ones who used and abused her. But Dinah Washington made a very good job of the tune, didn't she? When she recorded it in 1962 for Roulette Records. And the album is called Drinking Again. And, of course, she was backed, as I've said, by Don Costa and his orchestra. Rockin' the Boat is an album by the great American jazz organist, Mr. Jimmy Smith. And it was recorded in 1963, released again on Blue Note Records. And from it, have a listen to Jimmy Smith on the Hammond organ, with Lou Donaldson on alto sax, Quentin Warren on guitar, and Don Bailey on drums. The tune they're going to play for us was written in 1950 by the blues and soul singer Percy Mayfield. The name of the tune that's going to be played by Jimmy Smith and the gang is called Please Send Me Someone to Love, Jimmy Smith.
Thank you.
Yeah, for all you lovers of the Hammond organ, that was Mr. Jimmy Smith on the Hammond organ. And that track came from a 1963 Blue Note label recording called Rockin' the Boat. And Jimmy had with him Lou Donaldson on alto sax, Quentin Warren on guitar, Don Bailey on the drums. The tune was Please Send Me Someone to Love, written in 1950 by Percy Mayfield. Now, I've got to try to explain this one for you. In 1977, a group of all-star jazz players got together in a New York studio to recreate some of the classic songs that Eddie Jefferson sang. And songs that Eddie Jefferson sang have added to the vocal jazz sort of period quite easily. Now, I won't go through everybody who's part of this all-star band, except to say that Eddie Jefferson is the vocalist on the recording I'm going to play for you. And there's also a lady called Janet Lawson who does a little bit on the vocal. But the musicians, I don't want to go through the whole list, all right? Now, the tune you're going to hear is called Moody's Mood for Love. And Eddie Jefferson wrote that. He wrote it in 1952. Now, where did we get Moody's Mood for Love from? Well, James Moody was a saxophone player who wrote a tune called Mood for Love. And he based it on the tune I'm in the Mood for Love. Now, Eddie Jefferson wrote Moody's Mood for Love as a vocalese version of Moody's Mood for Love. Now, vocalese is when a singer sings an instrument part. Yeah, not a vocal part, but he'll sing something written for an instrument. And that's exactly what Eddie Jefferson did in 1952. Have a listen as this all-star band with Eddie Jefferson and Janet Lawson doing some vocals, and you'll understand, if you listen, what vocalese is. Remember, a singer sings an instrumental part. In this case, Eddie Jefferson is singing the sax part. So without further ado, have a listen to this 1977 recording, Eddie Jefferson with an all-star jazz group, and the tune's called Moody's Mood for Love.
There I go, there I go, there I go, there I
saxophone
go.
Part.
Pretty baby, you are the soul, it snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you, turns me your slave. Come and do with me any little thing you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above there in the clear blue sky. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you, baby. Come here, don't have no fear. Oh, is there wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love? And tell me why I stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go, a-talking out of my head again. Oh, baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Oh, when we are one, I'm not afraid. not afraid. If there's a cloud up above us, go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together can endure a hurricane. Oh, my baby, won't you please let me love you and get a relief from this awful misery?
What is all this talk about loving me, my sweet? I am not afraid, not anymore, not like before. Can't you understand me, baby? Please pull yourself together, do it soon. My soul's on fire, come on and take me. I'll be what you make me, my darling, my dear.
Let me take you by the hand. Come, let us visit out there in that new promised land. Maybe there we can find a true place to keep our lovely state of mind. I ain't so tired of being without love. I don't know what love's about. Take Moody, you can come on in, man. You can blow now if you want to. I'm through. There I go, there I go, there I go.
Well, that was Moody's Mood for Love. Yeah, it was. It was Moody's Mood for Love. And as I said before, try to explain it to you. James Moody wrote a song called Mood for Love. And he played saxophone because he was a sax player. What Eddie Jefferson did, he took the tune, Mood for Love, and using the saxophone, the music written for James Moody's saxophone, he rewrote the song, singing the saxophone part, vocalese. They're completely different from scat. And by the way, on the backing to that track I've just played, there were, Richie Cole was on alto sax, Junior Cook on tenor, and Hamiet Bluett was on baritone. Anyway, let's move on, shall we? Up next, I have Mr. Tony Bennett with a recording he made in 1959 with the Count Basie Orchestra. And he's going to sing a song written in 1935 by Fred Arlert and Joe Young. And Tony's going to sing for us this song, which is called Life is a Song.
Life is a song, let's sing it together. Let's take our hearts and dip them in rhyme. Let's learn the words, let's learn the music together. Hoping the song lasts for a long, long time. Life is a song that goes on forever. Love's old refrain can never go wrong. Let's strike the note Mendelssohn wrote concerning spring weather. Let's sing it together and make life a song. Thank you.
let's strike the note Mendelssohn wrote concerning spring weather. Let's sing it together and make life a song.
Wow, Mr. Tony Bennett, recorded there with the Count Basie Orchestra. Recording was made in 1959, and the tune was called Life is a Song, which was written in 1935 by Fred Arlott and Joe Young. And every time you listen to Count Basie, the original Count Basie, you can always hear Freddie Green, the guitarist, comping away. They called him the Beatmaster. And there he was with this big acoustic hollow body guitar with thick strings set very high, and he just chung, 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 keeping the beat for everyone. Anyway, yeah, 1959 is a fairly early one for Mr. Tony Bennett. Now, do you remember I introduced you probably, might have been last year or the year before, to an American singer called Maria Schaefer? You remember her? Good. Right now, in 2019, Maria Schaefer recorded an album for a record company called Marsh Music. Now, it's not M-A-R-S-H, it's M-A-R-S-C-H, Marsh Music, and the album went out under the title No Broken Hearts. So you can listen to her in a second, because she's backed by Shane Sabala on guitar, Max Kraus on bass, and James Yoshizawa on the drums. So please enjoy this great arrangement that Maria and the boys did of a 1946 song composed by Matt Dennis and Earl K. Brent. It first came to prominence, not when it was first introduced in 1946, but when it was in a 1953 movie called Jennifer. The name of the song, if I had $10 for every time I'd sung this song, I'd be well off. The song Maria Schaefer is going to sing is called, very simply, Angel Eyes. Thank you.
the dreams and the laughs on me. Pardon me, but I gotta run. The facts uncommonly clear. Gotta find who's now number one and why my angel eyes ain't
She did a brilliant job on Angel Eyes. That was Maria Schaefer from Los Angeles, California. with a track she recorded in 2019. And it comes from her Marsh Music album called No Broken Hearts. And she sang that great 1946 song by Matt Dennis and L.K. Brent called Angel Eyes. Okay, it is time for me to talk to you a little bit about this fantastic radio station called Radio Hawke's Bay. Radio Hawke's Bay, we're in our 31st year. We are a local community access media station. We're a station that can put you on air. We broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we have a massive mix of programs. We're not just simply a music radio station. Yes, music does take up quite a lot of our time. All different genres of music that you can think of, you will find here on Radio Hawke's Bay. At present, there are two jazz programs. This one, Easy Jazz with John Redman, and I go out live on Fridays from just after 10 a.m. to noon, and my repeat is in the early hours of Sunday morning. To catch all these people who are working at that time, might be out there driving big trucks or whatever. My friend Ian Hunt has his program, Two for Jazz. That goes out on a Tuesday from 4 to 6 and is repeated in the day after on Wednesday. But we do have a massive amount of non-musical programs. Now, how do you find out what we do? Quite simple. If you've got a smart device, then all you've got to do is go to a search engine, Google or Brave or whatever you want to use, and type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz, and our website comes up. Now, that website will tell you everything you need to know about this radio station, Radio Hawke's Bay. One thing you may note at the top of the page when it comes up on the left, it says Listen Live. If you click on that, you can listen, no matter where you are in the world, you can listen to whatever is being broadcast by Radio Hawke's Bay at that time. Everything you need to know. What's the schedule? Who? What program is on? What day at what time? You can go through Monday right the way through to Sunday and back to Monday and find every program is listed. You can actually find out information about each of the broadcasters. If you have a favorite program and you miss one particular broadcast, you can use that website, the podcast part of the website, you can use that to go and find the one you missed, click on it and listen to it. You know, we're not country hicks here at Radio Hawke's Bay. So, yeah, we are funded in part by New Zealand On Air. We do have sponsors. We have, at the moment, I think, 90 programs a week and about 90 broadcasters. But we're always after new broadcasters, folks, because people will come naturally to the end of what they've been doing. You know, I've done what I wanted to do. I've enjoyed it. And I just want to go away and listen. And I'll give you a phone number you could ring if you think you have an idea that would be worth being broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay. So if you haven't got something to write on and something to write with, I'll give you a very short period to go and find something to write on and something to write with. Right, I'm going to give you the number now. Write it on your hand if you haven't got a bit of paper. This is the number you ring, 06-878-8710. I say that again, 06-878-8710. ring that number, talk to one of the permanent staff here, the guys that keep us, do all the work in the background, and they do work, believe me. You know, it's not just the fact that a broadcaster comes in and does a live show or records a program. These guys have to put that program onto the website, all the technical things. Anyway, ring that number and say, I have a brilliant idea for a radio program. And you'll be invited in to talk about what you think is a great idea for a program. And who knows, you can be the next broadcaster at Radio Hawke's Bay. Is that easy? Yeah, of course it is. Okie doke, let's move on with a bit of music now, because we've only got 3/4 of an hour left in this program today. The next track is from an album that I recorded with the Warren Sang Orchestra. The tune is called The Second Time Around, and it was written by Sammy Cahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. Introduced in a 1960 movie called High Time, where it was sung by Bing Crosby. Also in 1960, this tune was nominated for an Academy Award for the Best Original Song, but it didn't win, unfortunately. So here, I am singing The Second Time Around, backed by the Warren Sang Orchestra. For your listening pleasure, it's your host, John Redman, singing for you The Second Time Around.
Love is lovelier the second time around, just as wonderful with both feet on the ground. It's that second time you hear your love song sung, makes you think perhaps that love, like youth, is wasted on the young. Love's more comfortable the second time you fall, like a friendly home the second time you call. Who can say what brought us to this miracle we found? There are those who'd bet love comes but once, and yet I'm oh so glad we met the second time around. Thank you. Love's more comfortable that second time you fall. Like a friendly home the second time you call. Who can say what brought us to this miracle we found? There are those who'd bet love comes but once, and yet I'm oh so glad we met the second time.
Okay, that was me, your host, John Redman, singing back by the Warren Sang Orchestra a song called The Second Time Around, written by Sammy Cann and Jimmy Van Heusen, and introduced in a 1960 film called High Time. It was nominated for an Oscar. Didn't win, however. Taps Miller, was an American entertainer, trumpeter, and vocalist. He sang and danced in stage revues in New York City from 1932 to 1939. He sang with the Count Basie Orchestra twice. And in 1946, Count Basie and Bob Russell wrote a tune called Taps Miller about, and a tribute to, Taps Miller, the entertainer, trumpeter, and vocalist. Basie recorded it for Parlophone Records in 1946. And for you, here is that recording, made in 1946, by the Count Basie Orchestra, tribute to Taps Miller, and the tune's called Taps Miller. Thank you. Yes, 1946, that record was made for Parlophone Records. And it featured, of course, the Count Basie Orchestra that actually played a Basie and Bob Russell tune in, if you like, in memory of Taps Miller. And they called the tune Taps Miller, and that's exactly what you heard. Here's another Count Basie recording made in 1956 for Granz Records. Granz, G-R-A-N-Z. Basie wrote the music and later the lyrics. The tune he called New Basie Blues. That was the Basie Band again, recording made in 1956 for Granz Records. Norman Granz was the man who actually started Granz Records. Count Basie wrote the music and the lyrics, and he called that tune you've just heard New Basie Blues. Now, Dennis Roland is an American vocalist, born in raised in Detroit. And in 1977, Count Basie hired Dennis to sing on tour. So Dennis was actually filling the same roles that that his idols had occupied, the idols being Jimmy Rushing and then, of course, Joe Williams. And being asked to sing with Basie on tour for Dennis Rowland, well, it was a dream come true. And when the tour had finished, Basie said, hey, Dennis, do you want to hang on with us? And Dennis toured with Basie for the next 7 years. I've got a track ready from his 1996 Concord Jazz album called Get Here. It's a song written in 1972 by Gordon Parks called Don't Misunderstand. Dennis Rowland's the singer, Jim Cox is the pianist, Chuck Patitucci is the bass player, and Greg Field is on drums. Now, you may not have heard this song before, but believe me, it's a great ballad. Dennis Rowland with Don't Misunderstand.
Don't misunderstand. We are only strangers on our way to somewhere else, to some place we forgot. Don't mistake my smile. It just means I'm lonely, love me till this day is past, and then forget we met. We're just passing time. In some secret place, yielding to a soft wind day, to love our cares away. Don't misunderstand. Concern of mine, but in case you're free sometime and you need some time with me, some time to hold your hand, then I will understand. Just passing time secret place, yielding to a soft wind day, to love our cares away. Don't misunderstand, you are no concern of mine, but in case you're free sometime and you need some time with me sometime to hold your hand, then I will understand.
As I said, you may not have heard that song before, but I'm sure you'll agree with me that that's a... Oh, no, we don't know more. It's a great ballad. The song's called Don't Misunderstand. It was written in 1972 by Gordon Parks, and Dennis Rowland recorded it in 1996 on his Concord Jazz album, which is called Get Here. And on the track you've just heard of Don't Misunderstand, Jim Cox was on the piano, Chuck Patitucci was on bass, and Greg Field was on the drums. I like to introduce new stuff to you occasionally, because I think, yeah, you know, this isn't particularly well known. Let's put it on the show and let's get it out to, you know, people around the world who may not have heard it but would like it and say, well, yeah, that's pretty good, Johnny boy. Bring us some more. So I do try. Now, Benjamin Brown was born in 1930. He died in 1956. And he was an American jazz trumpeter, pianist, and composer. Unfortunately, he died aged just 25 in a car crash, but he left behind 4 years of recordings. And some of his recordings, his own compositions like Sandu, Joy Spring, and Dahoud, have definitely become great jazz standards. I'd like you to listen to a recording of Joy Spring that was made in Clifford, Benjamin Brown, John, get with it, that was made in Los Angeles in August 1954. He's on the trumpet, Russ Freeman is on piano, Stu Williamson on the valve trombone, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Joe Mondragon bass, and I can't remember for the life of me who was the baritone sax player. But Shelly Mann was the man on the drums. So this is Clifford Benjamin Brown playing trumpet to one of his own compositions, which is called Joy Spring. Thank you.
Thank you. silly song.
Check it.
Okay, the tune was called, of course, Joyce Spring. Now, hang on. Wish people didn't do that. Did you hear somebody talking in the background? I don't know where that came from. Anyway, the song, the tune was called Joy Spring, written by Clifford Benjamin Brown, and that recording was made in Los Angeles in 1954. Now, he was on the trumpet, was Mr. Brown. He had Russ Freeman on the piano, and also there was Stu Williamson on both trombone, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, but Joe Mondragon on bass. And I remembered the name of the bass, the baritone sax player. It was Bob Gordon, and Shelley Mann was on the drums. Nice little tune, that, wasn't it? Shame he died soon. Oh, by the way, Joy Spring was his nickname for his wife, Laura. And he wrote a nice, very nice to get your husband to write a tune, you know, for you in your nickname. Okie doke, let's move on because we're running out of time now. In 1993, Stash Records released an album they called Manhattan Projections. And I'm going to play the title tune, Manhattan Projections, which was written by the pianist on the record, Manhattan Projections, a man called Andy Jaffe. And Andy Jaffe was backed by his sextet, and that's what you're going to hear now. Andy Jaffe on piano, backed by his sextet, with his, Andy Jaffe's composition called Manhattan Projections.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, no, that was an interesting recording too. Stash Records released an album in 1993 that they called Manhattan Projections. And you've just heard that man who wrote the piece playing piano on a recording that he made of Manhattan Projections. Now, I didn't want to go through everybody who's in the sextet because it's taking up too much time sometimes, particularly when we're getting towards the end of the show. But anyway, that's a 1993 recording of a tune called Manhattan Projections, which was written by Andy Jaffe, who played it backed by his sextet. Now, I've got to tell you something. I've been really had this nagging cough and wheeziness for some weeks. And when I come to do the show, the thing that I hate having to do is to cough when I'm actually talking to you. And I've got to tell you, you go to the pharmacy, your local pharmacy, and buy a thing called Vocal Zone. And they're little black lozenges. And they're a singer's friend, believe me. And what I do when I do the show, I've got a whole sleeve of Vocal Zone here beside me. And as soon as I sort of feel, oh, my God, you know, the cough's going to come, I just put one of those on my mouth and suck it. And I don't think I've coughed at all on this show this week. Well done, me. Now, I'm going to put on a track in a minute, and it's going to take us through to the end of the show. But let me first say thank you wherever you may be in the whole wide world. Thank you for tuning in and listening to this week's Easy Jazz with me, John Redman. I hope you enjoyed it. I do my best to bring you a selection of music, so you don't hear the same thing time after time. God willing, I'll be back next week with another brand new show. I started this show 20 years ago, and here I am still plugging away at it. So thank you for listening in. If you like the show, or you don't like the show, or whatever, why don't you just you know, go on and talk to the manager here. Send a, you know, ring him 878-8710 and say, yeah, it's a great show. That's a bloody awful show. Yeah, let us know how you feel. And I'll continue or not. But look after yourselves. It's winter. It wasn't raining very hard when I came across from Napier, but the weather forecast said it's going to get very heavy rain from midday onwards. So just be careful. Look after yourselves. Remember to love the one that you love, because they'll love you back so much more. Be careful when you're driving in heavy rain. Make sure your lights are on, and just be careful. God bless you all. Let me introduce a little bit of the last tune, which will be the first one next week. It's called Margot, and here's just a little bit of it before we go. See you next week. This will be the first. Margot.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.